Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dürr conference call. Ralf Dieter, CEO, and Ralf Heuwing, CFO of Dürr AG, will present the Dürr Group's figures for the first quarter 2014, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand you over to Mr. Dieter, CEO of Dürr AG.
Okay, thank you, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ralf Dieter speaking. My colleague, Ralf Heuwing, and I welcome you to Dürr's conference call on our Q1 2014 results. As always, I will start by giving you an overview of our results, and Ralf Heuwing will then go into our financial figures in more detail. Afterwards, we will talk about our divisions and share our view of the markets and our outlook with you. First, the highlights of the first quarter. We started with a solid quarter into 2014. Q1 was well in line with our expectations. The EBIT margin was strong. Contributing factors were the turnaround in our cleaning activities and the acceleration in our service business. And third, we are leaving our positive outlook for 2014 unchanged. The expected figures for sales, incoming orders, and earnings should all be achievable as long as the global economy and political situation doesn't worsen significantly. On page 3 of our presentation shows that consolidated sales revenues came to 538 million in the first quarter, a small decline of 1% compared to the first quarter 2013. This was caused by project delays, mainly civil constructions on the part of our customers. We expect sales revenues to rise over the coming quarters. The orders in Q1 exceeded sales by 5%, which resulted in a stable order backlog of 2.2 billion compared to year-end 2013. This will ensure good capacity utilization well into 2015. Order income was down by 17% versus a very strong first quarter 2013, but in line with our expectations. Let's move to page 4. The order intake from emerging markets contracted by 30% to 332 million in the first quarter, primarily due to lower order intake in China. However, we can't say it often enough that in our project business, an isolated view of individual quarters does not really allow any meaningful conclusions. In the previous year, a large proportion of orders from China was received in the first quarter. And in contrast, in 2014, a number of major contracts are expected to be awarded later in the year. Order intake remained at a low level in India and Russia, while it was on par with the previous year in North and South America. There was a slight improvement in order intake in Europe. While Germany grew by 68%, orders from other European countries declined by 21%. At 59%, emerging markets accounted for a large proportion of the group's total orders, again, as in the last years. Let's turn to page 5. Gross margin continued to widen in the first quarter of 2014 and, at 21.5%, exceeded last year's figure with 18.8% substantially. Major factors driving this growth were moderate cost development, good order execution, and the growing contribution to earnings made from our service business. In addition, earnings in the cleaning and surface processing business turned the corner at the EBIT level following good progress in our restructuring efforts. The group's EBIT margin widened substantially. At 8.2%, after 6.6% in the same quarter of the previous year, it already reached the target corridor of 8 to 8.5% in the first quarter of the year. Driven by a further improvement in financial result and a stable tax rate of 27.7%, earnings after tax rose by 29% in the first quarter. My colleague Ralf Heuwing will now take you through our financials and cash flow statements.
Yeah, thank you, Ralf. Ladies and gentlemen, let me continue on page 6. In the first quarter of 2014, cash flow from operating activities reached a positive 43 million euros, reversing the negative cash flow of 30 million in the same quarter last year. This was due to higher income and earnings, while net working capital contracted slightly over the end of 2013. Cash flow from operating activities in the first quarter of 2013 had been influenced by an increase of net working capital of 74 million euros. Looking ahead over the rest of 2014, however, we expect net working capital to widen. You will remember that we received extraordinarily high down and progress payments in the fourth quarter of 2013 in an amount of about 100 million euros, which are likely to be reversed over the course of this year. Cash flow from operating activities in the first quarter of 2014 includes the effects of further external funding of pension provisions to the tune of 14 million euros. This is duly reflected in the decline in pension provisions. Following Q1 operating cash flow, also free cash flow was positive at 34 million euros. Our net financial status improved further to 312 million euros from 281 million at the end of 2013. Just for information, we didn't use any forfeiting or factoring measures. Accordingly, it had no relevance for our financing and cash flow. In the next calls, we will not mention these transactions any longer because we will not make use of them. Net working capital at the end of Q1, which is shown on page 7, stood at minus 34 million euros compared to 176 million euros 1 year before. Days working capital declined accordingly to minus 6 days from 29 days at the end of Q1 last year. As you know, on a normalized basis, that is excluding prepayment swings, we consider days working capital of 20 to 25 days to be an adequate and high performance level. As receivables were reduced, days sales outstanding dropped to 110 days compared to 128 days 1 year earlier. The overview of our work in progress process and progress billings on page 8 shows that the payment balance with our customers has increased by another 57 million euros compared to the year end of 2013 and by 184 million euros compared with the previous year. Prepayments from customers reported on the liability side were exceptionally high at 590 million euros as of the reporting date. There will be future receivables from contracts set against these liabilities on the asset side. Consequently, it would be misleading to view these prepayments in isolation. The balance of future receivables from contracts and customer prepayments was minus 263 million euros as of the 31st March of 2014. This amount, which represents net customer pre-financing, will generate future cash outflows, increase net working capital, and reduce cash and cash equivalents in the future. We estimate that our business model allows a normalized figure between minus 50 and minus 100 million euros. Consequently, and as already mentioned, we expect a cash outflow in the next quarter. Page 9 now shows that our equity rose by 82 million euros, or 18%, to 538 million euros at the end of the first quarter, compared to Q1 2013, on the background of our good earnings development. The equity ratio reached 26.8% at the end of the first quarter, which is an increase of 1.1 percentage points over the end of last year. We expect a further increase in 14 and 15, nearing the 30% mark by then. At 2.007 billion, total assets remained almost unchanged compared to the end of 2013. Our net financial status improved by 253 million euros to plus 312 million over the last 12 months. Cash and cash equivalents amounted to 482 million at the end of the quarter. Including other financial assets, our cash position exceeded 550 million at the end of the first quarter. The fresh money from the recently issued new bond, 300 million euros, is not yet included in this amount. ROCE reached an impressive 61% in the first quarter, which underlines the benefits of our asset-light structure. Finally, on page 10, we give you an overview of our latest financial arrangements. At the end of March 2014, we secured a long-term funding of a total of 600 million euros ahead of schedule. In doing so, we were able to benefit from our improved economic situation and the strong debt market conditions to obtain substantially more favorable terms. This has also increased the financial flexibility to pursue further growth opportunities. The funding package consists of two elements. First, a senior unsecured and unrated corporate bond, and second, a syndicated loan. The bond has a volume of 300 million euros with a 2.88 coupon and placed at an issue price of 99.2%, effectively a yield of 3%. The bond is currently trading at about 101%. It has a term of 7 years and is not callable ahead of maturity. This new syndicated loan, on the other side, has also a volume of 300 million euros and a duration of 5 plus 1 plus 1 years. It replaces the previous syndicated loan of 230 million euros, which was due to expire in 2015. The new syndicated loan is for general corporate purposes and consists of a cash facility of 100 million euros and a guarantee facility of 200 million euros. The previous syndicated loan included a cash facility of 50 and a guarantee facility of 180 million euros. A decision on a possible early call of the bond issued in 2010, which matures on September 28th of 2015, has not yet been made. Under the issue terms, the earliest date for a 100% call is September 28th this year. If we decide to call the bond, our financial result will improve by around 8 million euros in the next year, 2015. I will now hand back to Ralf Dieter, who will highlight the performance of our divisions and give you our outlook on the rest of the year.
Yeah, thank you, Ralf. And let's move on to page 11. As expected, order intake of Paint and Assembly Systems division was weaker in the first quarter of 2014. Compared with the high level recorded in Q1 last year, order intake contracted by 22%. This was due to the fact that a good amount of larger projects we are working on in the automotive industry will be decided in the middle and second half of 2014. In the first quarter, we received major orders from China, Mexico, and from Brazil. Sales revenues dropped slightly in the first quarter due to the delays, as already mentioned, by civil construction work not in our responsibility in some projects. However, sales will pick up again as the year progresses. Despite the lower sales revenues, EBIT rose to 21 million, with the EBIT margin increasing to 8.4%, up from 7.1% in the previous year. Also, aircraft activities were profitable in the first quarter of 2014. Page 12 shows that the trend in the Application Technology division was similar to the Paint and Final Assembly division. At 135 million euro, Application Technology order intake fell short of the previous year's record figure in the first quarter of 2014. Here as well, several larger projects are expected to be awarded later in the year. Accordingly, we are confident that full-year order intake in this division will actually exceed the previous year in 2014. Major contracts for the delivery of painting robots and application technology were received from China, United States, and Germany in the first quarter. As expected, sales revenues in the application technology division rose slightly in the first quarter, and despite the decline in incoming orders, the book-to-bill ratio came to 1.06 and at 12.8 million, EBIT achieved the previous year's level despite a slight rise in fixed costs. The EBIT margin was 10%, down from 10.7% in the first quarter of 2013. Let's move to page 13. The Measuring and Process System division recorded a 5% drop in new orders in the first quarter of 2014. This was partially due to the sale of filtration technology business at the end of 2013, and sales revenues for the measuring process systems dropped by 5% over the previous year in the first quarter with a book-to-bill ratio of 1.08. EBIT doubled despite the weaker sales revenues as earnings in cleaning and surface processing turned the corner as planned. This was due to the successful restructuring of this business, which is now concentrating on cleaning technology product business only and has given up larger scale system integration business with its smaller margins. The EBIT margin in balancing and assembly products again reached a good level. Let's move to page 14, which shows the figures for the Clean Technology Systems division, whose figures predominantly comprise exhaust air purification technology. Order intake and revenues in the Clean Technology Systems division rose in the first quarter of 2014, substantially over the previous year's figure. Luft & Thermotechnik Bayreuth GmbH, which was consolidated for the first time in July 2013, generated 5 million in sales revenues and 7 million in order intake in the first 3 months, making a positive contribution to earnings. At 1.18, the book-to-bill ratio was strongly positive, and EBIT improved by 80%. Let's go to page 15. Service revenues grew by a very encouraging 11%, coming to 130 million and accounting for 24% of consolidated revenues, up from 22% in the same period last year. The margin on service business has stabilized at a satisfactory high level. We expect the positive trend in service business to continue, thanks to the strong growth in our installed base over the last few years. And in addition, the group-wide optimization program Customer Excellence at Dürr will be generating impetus for further growth. Let's turn to page 16. The world automobile production and sales remained on an upward trend in the first 3 months of 2014, despite the temporary weakness in some emerging markets. China, the world's largest automotive market, posted double-digit growth again in the first quarter of 2014. And Europe, including the new European countries, continued the upward trend, which had started from a low level in the second half of 2013. In the United States, a very icy and cold winter placed a damper on automotive sales temporarily. Page 17. Market experts such as PwC have just published their latest forecast for the light vehicle market in April 2014, as shown on this page. These figures are more or less in line with those published at the end of 2013. PwC expects production to reach 104 million units by 2018, which means an average annual growth rate of 5%. The countries with the highest annual growth rates, above 8% in each case, are China, India, Malaysia, and Indonesia. This momentum is reflected in our sales pipeline. The level of requests for quotation continues to be high, not only in the BRIC countries, but also in the US, Mexico, and also in Europe. Let's move now to page 18. The outlook for our business is positive, and we are confirming our forecast. Full year sales revenues should reach between 2.4 and 2.5 billion in 2014. Order intake is expected to come to 2.3 to 2.5 billion, leading to a healthy order backlog at the end of the year. We forecast the full year EBIT margin in a target corridor of 8.0 to 8.5%. Ladies and gentlemen, before inviting you to place your questions, I would like to draw your short conclusion on page 19. First quarter was fully in line with our expectations, and we have already achieved an EBIT margin of 8.2%. We expect the bulk of order placements in the second half of the year. Book-to-bill stood at above 1 with a solid order book of 2.2 billion. The automobile industry will continue to grow by a strong 5% annually. We expect further growth in our service business as well due to our service initiatives. And for 2014, we expect a continuation of the upward trend with moderate sales and earnings growth and a strong financial position. So thank you very much for your attention so far. We will now be very happy to answer any questions you may raise, and I hand over back to Mrs. Pervis.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Mr. Ingo Schachel, Commerzbank. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. I have two questions. The first one would be regarding this strong growth that you've seen in your service business. Could you provide a bit more color on which area and also which geography the growth was particularly strong? I think looking at the service mix, it seems like modifications and upgrades was particularly strong. But if you could talk about the Q1 growth rates for each of the three categories of service business for Q1, and maybe also with regards to the customer excellence at Dürr project, if you could give us some rough indications as to which of these three areas you expect to be particularly benefiting and growing on the basis of these initiatives in the rest of this fiscal year. The second question would relate to the LTB Bayreuth acquisition, which had a very strong book-to-bill ratio in the quarter. Obviously, it's not a huge number for you, but I'm curious to hear whether you think that the strong order intake was primarily influenced, let's say, by the lumpiness of bigger orders, or whether that's already some evidence for top-line synergies that you are seeing through the broader end market mix and the better geographic reach that you have, or in other words, whether we can already expect with you as a new owner the revenue level of LTB to be substantially above the 24 million that we saw last year, or whether that's probably more a one-off in Q1.
Mr.
Mr. Schachel, Ralf Dieter speaking. First of all, you were very fast talking, so we try to catch what you said, and maybe we've missed something, please tell us. I understood the first part of your first question, which I think had two or three parts. The strong growth in the service business, you're right, it's from our spare part business due to our installed base. It's from our modification business and the regions here. We had a very good order intake in this business and in Europe. We had also in the U.S. We also see even in China strong development because some plants are now quite old, but we don't make a split on all these categories in terms of growth. But here you had a second question combined with our customer experience initiative, which I didn't understand. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, sure. I think the second question was whether you could give us a rough indication at which areas of service business the customer excellence at Dürr is primarily aiming, whether you would expect a boost to, let's say, spare parts penetration or more modernizations and upgrades from the customer excellence at Dürr project.
Okay, understood. Basically, you gave the answer already. The initiative is targeting first to improve our spare part logistics deliveries to increase that business, the coverage of that, and second also to capture even more modification opportunities because we are clear that not everything in the world which is going on in modification we are aware of, and here we want to penetrate stronger, also with more, let's say, attractive offers to our customers. So it goes in both directions.
Yeah, and let me take the other question, Mr. Schachel, the LTB acquisition. I mean, you're right, the book-to-bill is strong, but then on the other side, 7 million and 5 million are also not so significant numbers. I think what can be said is that we bought LTB out of bankruptcy, and therefore there was obviously some pent-up demand in the market and some hesitation to place orders with LTB early on, and we are now collecting those orders which could have also been taken sometime last year. So I would only see that as a confirmation that the business is running well and that the confidence of the market in LTB has been restored, and we are fully on track with the integration process.
Okay, thank you. Just a very quick follow-up question regarding the first services mix-related question. Did I understand your answer right that also for spare parts you saw double-digit growth in Q1?
Yes, that's yes.
Okay, thanks.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. The next question comes from Mr. Christian Cohrs, Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. Maybe first, you have initiated or started to a major round of refinancing. So key question, what are you doing with the cash, especially since you mentioned that you have not made a decision yet about the early redemption of the outstanding 230 million bond? Secondly, what makes you so confident about a pickup in order intake in H2 this year? And thirdly, is it fair to assume, due to the fact that you have posted for quite some quarters a decrease of your Chinese business, is it fair to assume that you may have lost some market share versus your competitors? And I remember that your market share was in a very high territory, so that the OEMs are placing orders now also to your competitors in order to have a better market balance, so to say, on the supplier side?
Mr. Kors, quickly on the refinancing side, you're correct. We raised more money than we have to pay back when we pay back the outstanding bond. The only reason why we haven't taken a decision is that we cannot call the bond right now. And so, in good practice, when we can call it, then we make a decision. Yeah. But what to do with the cash, I think it's pretty clear. Given that our growth outlook will be more moderate from an organic perspective in the years to come, we will concentrate more than in the past on acquisitive growth. And for that, we have basically made sure that we can finance that. Also given the attractive market rates that we could secure right now.
And is there more room to outplace pensions, etc.? I think you have outplaced some pensions in the first quarter. And last year, I think you bought the Compass building. So is there any more room for some for smart use of cash besides M&A?
Yeah, good question. You can see from the activities that we've done over the last 2 years or so that we have looked very sharp at each such opportunity, and obviously there's less and less such opportunity available. Nothing concrete in the pipeline at the moment.
So, Ralf Dieter speaking, Mr. Kors, your question regarding why we are optimistic for the order intake to pick up, that's very simple, because we have the sales pipeline in front of us, which we don't share with you, as you very often, not you, but your colleagues very often try to do so. And we still working on to educate our customers that we have quarters, but it's very difficult. So I can't, that's why I always say a quarter doesn't mean anything. Yeah. You have to understand that our customers are fully loaded with projects and they have limited resources, so it's more or less also a manpower question on their side. When is a project ready to be awarded? That needs a lot of preparation, which we are supporting in those kind of phases, and it looks at the moment really that this pipeline, which is healthy, is moving middle of the year, and if you now ask in the second quarter or third quarter, I think it will distribute over the three quarters, but I think that is more in the second half. That's today's perspective. Market share in China, yeah, there was a year 2011 when our market share in China was huge. But we always said this is not continuing to be because the customers don't allow that only one supplier does everything. But also in 2012 we had competitive bids. We won a lot of business. We also lost some, and that's the situation also in 2014. And in terms of market share, we don't see that we are losing market share. We still see that we have a very dominant position there, which we will defend.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Jasko Terzic, DZ Bank Frankfurt. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my questions. There are one follow-up on your financing volume. Could you give us a probability of the chance to not call the bond? And if you do so, what could be the reason here, in particular if you look at M&A? And maybe can you give us some light on your M&A targets and how close are you, or does it changed recently significantly? Secondly, on your delays project sales-wise, Are the explanations the same as you recently mentioned regarding your order intakes and your fully loaded customers, or are there different reasons for the delay in sales in Q1? And then regarding your free cash flow performance, could you give us a pattern for the remainder of the year, quarter by quarter, to get a feeling how the free cash flow might develop? And finally, regarding your margins, PAS very strong, APT a bit weaker. Could you give us a tendency for the remainder of the year here?
Okay, Mr. Tertschik, Ralf Dieter speaking. First, the delayed projects, it's mainly buildings. And I think we said this very often. We had those reasons. We already had last year a big project where the building is not finished yet. It should have been finished. So it happens mainly in the merchant markets. And if you look at a market like Brazil, for example, where the World Championship and the Olympics overshadowed every construction business, every plan was wrong when a building should be finished. So that's mainly buildings out of our control, out of our responsibility. And therefore, we can't realize the sales. That's the reason, nothing else. Yeah. And if you count two or three of those projects, you're already at a 100 million sales difference very easily, very fast. On the M&A activities, we will not share with you because that we don't do. When it's time, we will. And I think the second question was?
The margin development.
We also don't do
for
that.
For rest of year.
So cash flow, not
yeah.
Margin, cash flow.
Margin. Yeah, let me, so on refinancing and free cash flow, I mean, we are rational people, and I read out to you that the benefit of calling the bond is substantial. So all we are saying is we haven't made a decision yet, but a lot is in favor of taking that decision to call the bond, you know, and do it once we can do it, yeah? Now, with respect to the free cash flow, we said at the start of this year that we expect more or less a zero free cash flow. It could be slightly negative, it could be slightly positive. Just given the sort of repaying 100 million euros of extraordinarily high down payments and progress payments, yeah? And so we recorded now a positive free cash flow. I think for the rest of the year, you can probably assume a zero. Can we promise the exact figure quarter by quarter? No, we cannot. And this is, I think, evident from the free cash flow development quarter by quarter looking into the past. So I have to ask for your understanding on that.
Okay, thank you. Then maybe one follow-up on your buildings issue. Does it mean any consequence for you if the building delay is becoming significant?
Yes, it means for us that we can go back to our customers and ask for payment of the delay. Yeah?
But no charges.
Sorry?
No charges for you due to the delay.
No, we charge the customer for
okay. And then maybe a follow-up also on the M&A activities, because as far as I remember it correctly, you were more or less mentioning what you were intentional to reduce the finance volume. Now you have even raised it. But this has nothing to do that you are very or more active or want to buy a company entity shortly. So it's just your business behavior to increase the volume.
Mr. Terzic, we were at the point to make a decision not for this quarter or next quarter, but to make a decision for the refinancing for the next 5 to 7 years. And given the favorable market conditions and our implicit rating, we thought it would be a good idea to raise a bit more than we have currently outstanding to be prepared for any opportunities that may arise. So that's the thinking behind it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We have two more questions. The next question comes from Mr. Ralf Remit, LBBW. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Quick follow-up regarding the acquisitions. Do you have any limit for the size what you are thinking about, because this huge volume of the bond and the syndicated loan might bring another dimension, as we saw in the past with only small build up acquisitions in technology. That's the first one, and the second one regarding MPS, these very good margin in Q1. Are there any extraordinary items in first? And secondly, normally we have a back-end loaded business here with a much more higher margin in Q4. So should we expect this to go further on? So we can expect a margin for the whole year of in the double-digit range?
Mr. Raymond, let me take your M&A question. Before talking about the limit for a possible acquisition size, let me just say what makes sense. I mean, what makes sense is to add strength to our portfolio, to maybe increase the non-automotive exposure, but to remain within machinery and plant engineering. So we have the radar screen open, and we don't look just from a size perspective on such acquisitions, but from the perspective of creating value. We are paying significantly less than what we can make out of it. Limit for the size, I mean, we do not want to risk our current credit quality. I think that's one important parameter. But we also want to make a difference. I think this is also a fact. So yes, smaller technology acquisitions can make sense for a given business unit or division, and if it should be something larger, then we will look at what makes sense from a financing point of view. Yeah, but we haven't done the financing in order to maximize the potential acquisition size. And by the way, even after an acquisition, one can do a further refinancing given our current leverage structure.
Yeah, the next one was whether we have extraordinary items in the first quarter in the MPS division. That's not the case. There was no extraordinary item. And your question regarding whether we can expect, as always in the past, that the fourth quarter is better than the first quarter, whether the margin is rising, I think we will see. Yeah? We are not ambitious to prove that it's the opposite is also possible. So we expect the first quarter was very good, as you can see. There were also, let's say, some projects, some good effects in there, but we still stick to our outlook as it is from today's perspective. If things are changing, we are happy to change that as well.
So it might be we have a more similar development in the quarters to come.
Well, if I would know what's in Q4 from today's perspective, I would go now on vacation up to fourth quarter. But many things can happen, you know, projects in economy. But I think today's perspective, we are very optimistic regarding our outlook and that EBIT perspective.
Okay. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. We have one more question. The next question comes from Mr. Felix Wienen, Berenberg. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, gentlemen. Just two quick questions. The first one on the potential bond refinancing. You stated that there will be some financing benefits for 15. Would there be potential any one-off costs related to an early redemption or early calling this year? Any capitalized borrowing costs, anything that we should have in the back of our minds as potential one-off costs? And the second would be on the project delays that you stated that you had in Q1. Would you quantify the number here? You stated three bigger projects. Certainly, I wouldn't expect them all in Q1. But could you give us a feel of the size of these delays or the impact on your revenues? Thank you.
To your last question, I can't give you the number in detail, but you should, because we have the percentage of completions for every month, either we collect sales on larger projects or we don't. And if you count three larger projects, which adds up to 250 million maybe, then you can imagine that one quarter gives you already quite a significant sales number when you can't realize any sales on that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
On the other one?
No, the other question, yes. The extraordinary cost of calling the bond 1 year ahead of its maturity would be very minimal. there's nothing major to be expected.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you. There are no further questions at the moment.
Okay, then we would like to thank everybody very much for the questions. As always, we enjoyed the discussion with you, and we also would like to take this opportunity to remind you of our Investors Day on May 9th, to which you are most cordially invited. The Investors Day will start this Friday, or this week, at 1:30 here in Bietigheim Business, close to Bietigheim Business. Business, we also have here, yeah, but Bietigheim Bissingen, close to Stuttgart, and we will end about at 5:30 p.m. For today, we all would like to say bye-bye to you and wish you a pleasant afternoon, and hope to see many of you next Friday. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.